Kisisa, the Tav Shinayin test. So first, let's look at some nekudos with regard to the kiyor. The kiyor is clearly, right, at first glance, out of place in that it's in Parshas Kisisa. As last week, we spoke a little bit about, certainly according to Tzadok, the menorah isn't a big discussion of the menorah, not the tzivah, the menorah. Tzivah menorah is in Truma, but once again, we repeat the tzivah of the menorah, the usage of the menorah, I should say, in Tetzaveh. And the bigger question was why was the Mizbeach HaKtoris at the end of Tetzaveh. So we talked about it a little bit last week. According to Tzadok, etc. We'll see it again today in a different pun. But here, the kiyor being in Parshas Kisisa also is something which troubled the Chalder, the Rishonim. Yeah, what's the significance of the kiyor being over here? So let's take a look, right? The Pesukim say, V'yedaber Hashem Moshe l'emor, v'sis the kiyor nechoshes hachanon, nechoshes l'rachtza, for washing. So the word l'rachtza in Pasuk Yud Ches Lechor is unnecessary. In other words, you see sekiur nechoshes, achano nechoshes, and asat also ben olm weid, uvenim izbeach, and asat hasham amayim, v'rachatzu aharon abonav. That's what they did with it. So the idea that it's there l'rachtza is lechor additional. They need to wash their hands. Let's take a look. The Sifsei Kohen from Tzvas says, Vasisikyur Nachoshis Vakano Nismacha Parsha Zum in Parsha Shkolim Lomar Kmosha Shkolim Nasum Hem Adonim Shemli Zikaron. Just as the Shkolim at the beginning of Parsha's Kisisa starts off with the Machtz Shekel, just as the from them were made the Adonim, they were the Zikaron, Shekeeper Lahem Masa Egela, Kosh Brochu forgave. Right, it was mechaper, as it were, the Maase Egel, and his labein also avon, and that avon was cleansed away. Kach hakior, kena kior, haya lirchotz also avon. So to also the kior is there to be rochets that avon. The Adonim, he says it at least zikoron, that there's a kapara. And the kiyor is to teach you that that recorded is that the ha'il rechotz also oven to cleanse it. Lezeh amar l'rochtza. Lo amar l'rechotz mimeni yedeim raglaim. And it wasn't sufficient just to say that Aaron and his sons would wash their hands. It says l'rochtza. Its essence is l'rochtza. El amar l'rochtza stam. V'hu rechitzes halichu chayadua ki kvar yadua. Shenase hakior mimar osatzovos shein shel anoshim shlo nosnu tachshiteyen lo egel. Interesting. See, he says the juxtapositioning of the kior to the machzios hashekel is just the machzios hashekel, right? We use that donim, which is the koran that the Kodesh Baruch Hu forgave us to one degree or another. The Cheta Egel, Chaper cleansed away, part of the Onish that should have come from Cheta Egel. So too also the Kior is made from the Maros Hatzovos, is made from the mirrors, the copper mirrors of the women of Israel who refused to give their Tachshitim to the Egel, and therefore that cleanses, right? Well, that cleanses the part of the Veirazil Maros Hatzovos. Right? He's learning in the synagogue, we call it tzavis, right? He calls maros atzovos, an expression of rotzon. Mm-hmm. Right? So these were the maros hatzovos that they expresses their rutzim, expresses their rutzim, that they didn't want to give to what he called to the their tachshitin to the egel. So it's an interesting thing. In other words, the adonim are a was it were a zikaram that of course Baruch Hu has forgiven us. In other words, we're recalled, we're collecting from the body politic of Klal Yisrael to make a bakum of avoda for Hashem, right? That's the adonim, and that's a zikaron that shows that he is forgiven us. But the actual rechitza, right? The actual rechitza from the avon, the schus that Klal Yisrael needs from the Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos, etc. They need a schus on their own. That schus emanates from the women, right, who expressed a non-ratzon, right? Their ratzon was to hold on to the tachshikin, not to give it to the egel, and that recall, that ratzon, as it were, is cleansing. It's the rachza. Interesting. Hmm. Interesting. Rashi, right, we know, brings down the other aspect of the kior. He brings down the Maros Hatzovos. This is not from our parsha here. This is recalled from later on. But we know that that it was made, the kior of the kana were made from the maros atzovos. Says maros atzovos. Says Rashi, benos Yisrael hayu biyodon maros shiros ben keshim iskashtos. They would use these mirrors, really called when they would, you know, dress up, etc. They did not, as it were, they did not hold them back. They gave those over to the Nidvas HaMishkar, right? In contrast to what we saw already before, they didn't want to give of the Tachshikim to the Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu's first reaction was not for the Mishkan. I mean, you know, okay, this is all fine for, you know, for advertisement for Ellen Rubinstein, but not really cool, but not for the Mishkan. These are the most precious. Right? That's the idea of what he called Maros Hatzovos. Tzvos Rabos Mitzrayim. They brought about the fruitful nature of the Jewish people, right, in Mitzrayim. Kishahayu Baalem Yegeim Bavoras Parach Vayoholchos Umalichos Lehen Machal Umishtil Machilos or some. It says Medrash brings down, they would bring a bucket of water with fish, put it on a pot, start cooking it. Venotlos hamaros, you know, after their husbands came home all bedraggled from all the back-breaking labor that they were engaged in. Venotlos hamaros, v'chol achas roa, atzma, im baila, b'maro, mishadloso, b'dvorim, lomar, ani noem, imcha, tochach, mivios, v'alein, lidei, etc., taivu, nizgekes, lehem, imas, abros, v'yoldos, sham, sh'neemar, tachas, atzapuach, or artich. Very fascinating. So we've got two panim, as it were, right, to the kior over here. On the one hand, the kior is its essence is l'rachza. It cleanses the Jewish people of the sin because it's a donation from a group of people, i.e. the women, who refused to give. They weren't willing to give their tachshitim for the egel, and yet l'maisa they were willing to give what do you call it their maros, yeah, etc., which were very precious to them, to give it for the mishkan. So that's l'rachza. Then Rashi, on the other hand, says, you know, ki'ilu, there's a nimcha, nimtze, you know, matan schara betzida. It's an interesting thing. In other words, since lamaisa, I mean, he doesn't speak out the entire thing, but since lamaisa, they recognized the importance of the shalom bayis. They recognize the importance of what he called of the kesher between what he called ish v'ishto, and that's what they use those maros hatzovos for in Mitzrayim. Even though lemaisa, and this is you know very difficult times. I mean this is not the sort of thing that every person would be willing to say. You know, well, let's be fruitful, multiply under circumstances like this. But they were ma'minos. and the maros atzobos contributed, what do you call it, to the relationship, the healthy relationship, what do you call it, between ish and ishto. And now they're donating this. If we could use that, relate back to the Sifse coin, they're donating this as part of, as an act, which Lemaisa is helping to return the shalom between Koviyachal and Rabbona Shalom and Rikot and Klai Yisrael. It's an act of Lerachza. It's an act of Lerachza. No, this is Rikot. I mean, it's not that the Sifse coin says that, but Lemaisa, that's what comes out. It's an act of Lerachza by giving it their something that's precious to them for the Mishkan. As opposed to what he called, as opposed to having given it for the eagle, so that is an act of cleansing, right, for the Jewish people, and in turn, that what he called, that it becomes a source for them, right, of cleansing for them. If God forbid, there's a situation where what he called, we have a case of sota, where the woman has been warned not to, what do you call, seclude herself with somebody, and she secludes herself in front of Adim, and now she has to drink the sota waters. And like the Sefer HaChinuch says, the ikar of the sota waters is not that we should be able to reenact, you know, within the, you know, the Har HaBayis or whatever it is, you know, Hiroshima revisited, right? That she drinks the waters and what do you call, and then all of a sudden, you know, her eyeballs bug out, etc., and she gets punished. But rather, the goal, really, of Hilchos Sota, says the Mitzvah Sota, says the Chinuch, is to restore Shalom between each Leishto. So it's sort of interesting. They, in turn, record, they maintained the healthy family relationship using these Ma'asot Sovos when it was necessary to donate it, yeah, as an act of Lerachta, to cleanse, what do you call it, to cleanse, what do you call it, the Jewish people in order to rebuild the relationship that exists between Koviyachol and Borei Olam and record and Klai. So they gave it, and then in turn, yeah, they recalled their Zochos, that from this Kior the water is used, what he called, when if they needed to be cleansed in order to return the Shalom Bayis to their own homes. It's interesting. It's interesting. Very interesting. It's sort of like, you know what it's sort of like? It's sort of like the case of Nechunya Chofer Shichin in the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. You know, Nechunya Chofer Shichin, who dug in the Gemara in Tainis, he dug wells for the Jewish people for Aliyah LeRegel. And one time his daughter was peering over into one of the biggest wells, and she fell in, and everybody was agape and aghast, and they ran to Rav Chanina ben Dosa, and they said, Rebbe, the daughter of Nechunya Chofer Shichin, the Nechunya who digs the wells, fell into the well. And he says, don't worry, she's okay. And the next hour, but she still hasn't come up, she's okay. And the third hour, she comes out, he comes, they come back, Rebbe, she says, she's out already. She's out already. And of course, she tells that, you know, some zakein let her out, et cetera, who's had a ram, what do you call it, a sheep on a rope, what do you call it, some say this is Avram, some say is what he calls Avram with his face appeared like the face of Rav Chanina ben Dosa, which is also interesting, etc., and so on and so forth. And so they asked Rav Chanina ben Dosa afterwards, he says, Rebbe, what do you call it, you know, Naviata, are you a Navi? How'd you know? He says, no. He says, Lo Naviani, Velo Ben Naviani, neither a Navi nor the son of a Navi. But I knew it's not Shach that that Maisa that Oso Tzadik did, that he was Mazaka the Rabin by digging this well, that should be the cause of the demise of his daughter. And yet, the Gemara says, his son, Rechunu Chofer Shichin's son, died of thirst. So Tosa says, because it's not exactly the same. I know that's thirst, and this is really cool, this is the exact well, blah, etc. But the Shidim Gwetzes brings down, and he says, no, the reason that he would really call it that he died of thirst, is because at the time that he was dying of thirst, Nebuch, what he called, Rav Chanina ben Dosa was no longer alive. He was no longer the Gadol Hador. Whoever the Gadol Hador was then didn't see the same world, didn't see the world the way he saw it. Mm-hmm. He didn't see the world the way he saw it. And since he didn't see it, so therefore it was really close. Chanina ben Dosa was alive. He saw the world. This can't be, and therefore it wasn't. So it's sort of an interesting thing. Also, you see a little bit of a smach to this. That really called it, you know, the b'midah she'adam moded kach moded in lo. Here is really called. They used it in order to be returned l'rachza, yeah, to cleanse the Jewish people, to return the healthy relationship between the Borei Olam and the Rabbona Shalom and Klal Yisrael. And in turn, really called, this kli is used to benefit the Shalom Bayis of their own homes. Very interesting. The Shemi Shmuel has a little bit of a different take over here. He says, recall, this is a, I've actually shortened it, believe it or not. It's a really long shtick. Let's just see what he calls it. See part of it. He says, Vasisa Kyor Nachoshis Vechanon Nachoshis L'Rachtsa. Yesh Lahavin, Lama Lo Nechtava Parsha Zu Bein HaKelim, Nisachra Ad Achar Parsha Shkol. My question all the Rishonim ask, right? He brings down Sforno, tries to answer, he asks questions on Sforno, Ramban. He brings Ramban, he says, Kasav Alderech Emes. Bavur Hayos Roshi Ha'odam V'sofo Hayadayim V'raglayim. In other words, the top of the purse, the structure, human structure of the Adayim, the top of the bottom of the human structure of the Raglayim. Ki Adayim L'malam Yikol Gufo, V'higbiyo Son, right? When you raise them up, they're higher than the rest of the Guf. HaRaglayim L'mata, V'heim B'tzuras Adam, right? Remez Yud Sviros, Shia Kol Gufo Beinehim. Right? It's a remez, says the Ramban, that a person should keep his body between what you call two sets of yud sviros, the upper ones and the lower ones. Kosher kosher b'sefer yitzira, koros l'bris b'in eser etzbos, that a kodesh baruch hu is the word made a bris between the eser etzbos of Adam, of his hands, u'bein eser etzbos raglov. In other words, what you call with Avram Avinu, it's a bris, right? A bris. Right, a bris, what do you call for the eser etzvos of his hands, and the eser etzvos, the toes, the ten, what do you call the etzvos of the raglayim, i.e. the toes. U'milas haloshon, u'milas hamor. And the bris is through the, what do you call the bris haloshon, that a person's speech should be, what do you call should be golden, and the bris hamor, and the evratash, which have bris, bris milah. Alfichan Estavu Meshar Se Elyon Lirchotz Hayadayim, says the Ramban. Lefichan, this is all from Ramban. Lefichan Estavu Meshar Se Elyon Lirchotz Hayadayim Varaglayim Varachitza Zos Likdusha Tirgam Osog Unkulus Adan Lashon. Right. So this is what we call they're coming to be Mekadesh. Yeah, the Eser Etzbos, which Hakadosh Baruch Hu has made a bris with Klal Yisrael. Yes, yeah, the Eser Etzbos above the head. And what do you call it? The Eser Etzbos of the feet. Yeah, also make a bris there. And we have to be Mekadesh them. We have to be Rochitz them, Lekedusha, before we do the Avodah. Vim ki ein lano esek bin istoros, yish lefarsh al pi darko zal korov lepshuto. Vim ze yisparsh lano seder haparsha. So here it says the Shemi Shvum. V'nira dinei b'medrash hel yonin lefi she'ein yetzara matzui behem kedusha achas she'ne'emar. Vamaimer Kadishin Shilta. Pasuk in Daniel. The statement of the Kadishin, the Gzeira, the Shilta, what they call it, or the Shoel, or the Gzeira. Ava Tachtonim, Lefisha Yitzahara, Sholit Behem, Halavai Beshte Kedushos Yamdu. Who the Chsiv Daber call Adas Bnei Israel, Kedoshim Yu, Uchsiv Iskadishtem, Vyisim Kedoshim. And basically, what the Shemi Shmuel what he called is addressing over here is that there's two sets. Man needs two sets of Maisa Kedusha in order to protect himself. The Malachim only need one Kedusha in order to protect themselves, and man needs two sets of Kedusha in order to be Poresh, to be separate, what he called in order to protect himself. Upirish Kvod Kedushaso Avi Adoni Mori V'Rabbi Zechatzarek Levrach L'Chayelum Abba. Right, that's the Avni Nezer. Right, the Shemi Shmuel's father is the Avni Nezer. Shtei HaKedushos. So what are the two Kedushos? Ha'achas Shlo Yeh Nimshach Achar Taivas HaChomer. One is the person shouldn't be drawn after desire of physicality. Va'ashenis Shlo Yiskarev Lifnim Mechitzaso. And the second one is that he should not, as it were, go, right, beyond the Mechitza, that's what he called, that's relevant to him. In other words, he shouldn't dabble in things that are beyond his ability to be able to comprehend or be able to transform perhaps into Maisa. Like it says by Matan Torah, that they shouldn't get too close. Shouldn't get too close. They shouldn't really go be peering at things. They shouldn't be, as it were, investigating things that they don't really know how to wrap their heads around. Well, like I said, perhaps it's the idea that they don't know, they are not capable of translating that into Lamaisa. right, into the actual connection to Hashem. It's just very, you know, sort of abstract, intellectual, you know, curiosity, etc. And the Torah can't be the way. Torah has got to be what you call, be able to be brought down to Lamaisa, to one degree or another. This is very interesting. He says there is such a thing as what he called Kila Yetzer Hara, if you could call it. I mean, I don't recall Yetzer Hara exactly, but there is a taiva. Right, there's a taiva. Right, there's no taiva for physicality per se by the malachim, but there is a taiva to go where you don't belong, mm-hmm. right? To go beyond your level. V'yesh lahosif v'lomar od al pi mashikosu b'sefer ayosha l'rabino tam demachmas heyosa adam murkav me'el yonim v'atachtonim yesh bo kochos moshkin l'kan l'kan. Since man is made up of both elyonim and tachtonim, he has kochos that pull him in both directions. Fascinating. Really fascinating. Right? Mitzad ha-nefesh shebo hu elyonim yesh bo koach moshech lekovod v'gaiva. Right? That's mitzad the elyonim. In other words, a person's loftiness itself is a source of drawing him to as it were, to look at himself in perhaps, you know, too rosy a set of glass lenses. Etc. You know, the kavod, gaiva, etc. Going where you shouldn't go, going beyond your abilities. Mitzad aguf shumitachtonim yesh bo koach moshich lechomer v'taiva ad kan dvarav. She says that's what he called. Those are the two things. So now we begin to understand that which she mentioned before. There's the bris of the adayim, and there's the bris of the raglayim. Right? The eser spheros. In other words, a person has to be mekadesh. Right? His guf. Because what he called, he has to be mekadesh his goof, because otherwise what he called, the goof will run after the chomer. And he has to be mekadesh his yadayim as they lift them up. Su yadeichem kodesh, right? Raise your hands up, kodesh uvorchu es Hashem. He has to raise his hands up also in what he called, as he's reaching upward, but he needs there too a bris. It's interesting. It's interesting that the one is the bris haloshon, the other is the bris hamor. The bris hamor we understand, right? And the bris haloshon is to make sure that right? In other words, the greatness of a person, right? Like what it says in Parshas Bereishis, vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim v'yi adam lenefesh chaya, that the and says the Targum lenefesh chaya l'ruach mamala, speaking spirit. That's the recall. That's the expression of the person's having a chelik or kamimal inside of him. That is the place of expression. Yeah, that he has a chelik or kamimal inside of him. A yipach ba'apav, and a kodesh baruch hu breathed into Adam's nostrils. Right? What do you call a yipach nishvas chayim? And man became, as the Targum says, a speaking spirit. So it's a fascinating thing. This person's speech is the indicator that the chelik el kamimal has been breathed into him, and therefore we need a bris haloshon, how a person speaks, what he speaks about. What he speaks about, how he uses his speech, how he's not casual with his speech, right? Dvarim betelim and leitzonos and kas and nivul peh and lashon hara and rechilos, right? But he rather uses it for brachos and for what he called and for divrei tanchumin to other people and to learn divrei Torah, etc. The fact that a person has to realize that he has to have control over his tongue, and not that he just let his tongue wag and do whatever it wants, so it reduces his gaiva. Just as his gaiva, because the ability to speak is very much, you know, certainly nowadays with the political situation being it is, we see what you call, I mean, aside from all the trash that comes out of people's mouths, but you see how the mouth becomes like this bowling alley for gaiva, right? And you're just, you know, let me just tell you how great I am and how garbage everybody else is. It's very, very fascinating. So that needs a bris, and the bris some more, of course, obviously for the taiva. And he continues, he says that recording. He says actually that he says that he says that's what the he says how can the he says how can the malachim right how can the malachim it says where is it. It says the Malachim only have the issue, right? We said the upper issue, the issue of gaiva, of kavod, of trying to go someplace where they don't belong.
Mm-hmm.
He said, look at and then the end of what do you call it, the next little paragraph there. He says, Ukmosha Sha'alti Mikvod Kudusha so Avi Adoni Mori, etc. Ahad Anu Omrim Vechula Mikabli Malayim Ol Baruch Hu Shamayim Zemizeh. How can you say about the what do you call it, the Shem is Shmuel, right? Shmuel Bornstein, the son of what do you call it, the Avnei Nezer. So he asked the Avnei Nezer, I don't understand. How can it say the Malachim v'chulam mekabel malem ol baruch hushamayim? They receive upon themselves a yoke of yoke. How can they experience it as a yoke? Eich shayach ol b'malachim shari avodasim la'ol ma'reiv mesukalem mishtokikim meila. It must be so sweet. It must be so delicious. It must be so unbelievable. What are going? How can they view it as an ol? The heishiv shezel ha'ol etzlam shol yikonsel efnimim mechitzasam. The ol is not to go where you don't belong. Because there's a deep desire to go further and further, even places that really call it, it's inappropriate. And he says this also, he says, this same yisod, the two different types of yitzrei hara, he says, that's the discussion in the Medrash, and talks about that Yaakovins were attacked by Sarshal Esav. Did he appear to him as what he called as a non-Jewish highwayman, or did he appear to him as a Talmud Chacham? Right, as Talmud Chacham. Once again, it's the same sort of story. What he called Talmud Chacham is coming to show him what he called, you know, oh, what you think is really a mitzvah is really an aver, and what it deserves, but a mitzvah is what he called, he's going to, as it were, he's going to mess him over, what he called, in terms of, you know, you have to understand more deeply, this is not really what the Hashem wants, this is what Hashem wants, et cetera, et cetera. Get away from me, leave me alone, right? But don't drain me a cup, you know, so like we have a lot of people nowadays who've, right, they're actually steeped quite a bit in a lot of Jewish knowledge, but they're sort of like, you know, like one of those holes on a golf course. It's a dog's leg. They're crooked. They're very cockeyed, and they make up all sorts of, you know, crazy ideas. Because they want to make Hashem over in the image of man, rather than man being in the image of Hashem. So that's the Talmud Chacham. And then on the other hand, you could be like the guy when he called very posh, come, let me show you something interesting. Come, I'll show you something, right, et cetera. The more base types, et cetera. So that being the case, right, I mean, Lemaisi says that's also true. What do you call the bottom, you know, paragraph, whatever, what do you call it, I'm just synopsizing it. Bottom paragraph there, he says that's also what took place with the Chet Egel. The Chet Egel, in the first hand, what do you call it, Chazal say that it emanated from the fact that they saw how the Merkava was put together, right? And that what do you call it, then it said, oh, maybe we can take part of that, harness it, we can take the ox part of what do you call Merkava, right, and use it for, you know, for our purposes, etc. And that was sort of like sitting there in the backdrop. And then when they got nervous that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't returning, so they put that into action. But at the end, what they wind up doing, Hayakum Letzachek, what do you call it, was all base of Averas, Gilarayish, Vichazdom, Avodazara, my base physical of Averas. Both things, again. So let's just see the last paragraph here on page 2. On page 2, what do you call on the top there, what do you call the last paragraph, we'll just see from the Shem Yishmuel. The Yesh Lomar, Shagam HaShkolim, La'adonim, HaShkolim LeKorbanos Tzibur, right? Both the Shkolim, the what do you call it, for the Adonim, and for the Korbanos Tzibur, Ne'emar Miparsha, Yesh Behem Remezeh, Apidivre Maral Begur Aryeh. And we know he used Machsias HaShekel for the Adonim. Right, there were three different collections. There was for the Mishkan. There was what do you call it? Each person gave a coin. Kenidvas libo. That was what do you call it? Asher yedven libo. That was given for the general truma for the Mishkan. You know, wanted to give Tchelis, Argama, and Zav, whatever it was. And then there were two set collections. One was used for the Adonim, and one was used for the what do you call it, for the Korbanos Tzibur. Korbanos Tzibur. So he says, Valpi Divrei Maral, the Gur Aryeh. Heyosh yesh ba'adam asara kochos haguf, asara kochos hanefesh, lul masam, hu esrim geira hashekel. It's really called, the shekel is esrim geira. Umachtis hashekel shu eser geira la'adonim, hu le'umas asara kochos haguf. The adonim, why? Because the adonim, they were called, they're the foundation, right? And the foundation, those were the silver, recall the silver adonim, that were put in the foundation of the Mishkan, and it, as it were, it keeps the boards from rotting. In other words, it protects you from the base taivas, etc. So those were equal. Everybody was equal in that. Everybody was equal in that. In other words, every Jew gave what he called, because every Jew has to deal with what he called, with fighting off the base taivas. In the case of Yaakov, according to the opinion of the marriage, he appeared as a guy with base, what do you call it, Yetzirah, trying to invade Yaakov's psyche with that. In other words, the machtis hashekel, two machtis hashekel, one given for the korbanos, right, which is rising upward, and that's coming to be mechaper, what do you call it, and cleanse us, as we're, and protect us from the Yetzirah of gaiva and inappropriate kavod, and the adonim there, what do you call it, the silver sockets, right, that are the walls of the Mishkan stand upon to keep from rotting. They shouldn't rot from, what do you call it, from chomrios, from physicality. So now let's just get back to the kior, the last paragraph. V'nei kohanim riba behem akos of mitzvos yiseros. The kohanim had what he called mitzvos yiseros. Utzrichim kedusha od yoser. They need even more kedusha than the standard Yisrael. V'yishlomish elezeh bar remez shal kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. That's the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Just as we what he called the Sefer Yetzirah said with regard to Avram Avinu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Avram Avinu. Eser etzbos, lifted upward higher than the rest of the body. Yet suyidechem kodesh, raise your hands upward, what he called, to that which is kodesh. Yeah, and the bris over there is the bris of the svasayim, the bris haloshon. Risa Loshon, etc., right, to make sure that we don't descend into Gaiva and Kavod, right, and so too, the Eser Etzbos of the Raglayim, the toes, yeah, they also recall, they also, the way they, that a person, right, Zelu Mazeh, that there's a face to the Eser Spheros in the person's physicality as well, and over there he needs the Bris Hamor, he needs the Bris, what do you call it, the Ivra Mila, etc., in order to make sure that his physicality doesn't drag him down into a world of wanton desire. So he says, but then the Kohanim, therefore, since they are more Makudash, they need both. They need an additional level of this. So therefore, there's Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Shemis Pashpos L'Mala Me'aguf Rom is the Kiddushas HaNefesh. Shemel Yonim Shelo Tiknos Lifnim Michitzoso Makbil Kiddushas Oel Moed V'Ashkolim L'Kobonos. The kiddush raglayim romes the kedushas haguf shemetachtonim shlo yitba betavos hachomer makbil kedushas adonim vashkolim lehem. Yesh lemoed shakos of nosein bo remes shetzorach hakiddush ubevoim ol moed romes leor haseichel kedushas hanefesh shemel yonim ubegishtam el mizbeach shemizbeach romes lemasha omru zal kol zaveches yitzro misvada lov. And as the pasuk says, they need to do kiddush yadayim raglayim when they're going to the ohel moed. Yeah, when they're coming closer to what he called to the inner sanctums, and they need to do what he called they have kiddush yadayim raglayim before they go to the mizbeach. The mizbeach place is a remes a chazal to call a zaveches yitzro. Right, because Zvech Yitzro misvada lov. Right, he's clearly brought a korban. Shezeh shayach liyitzro moshech latayvos. Etc. So we saw here already. We saw several different panim to what we call to the kior. We saw the kior and the nechoshes that it was made of as being part of the kapara process, the rochza process, etc. Is made from the maros atzovos, and we see also the juxtapositioning of the kior, right, of the kior to what he called to the machzios ha-shekel, right, called that were given for the adonim and given for the korbanos, etc. In that we call the two different yitzrei hara, as the Shem Yishmul said, there's the yitzrei hara for kavod, there's the yitzrei hara for gaiva, and then there's also on the other end there's the yitzrei hara for what we call for taiva, and the kiddush yadayim raglayim that comes from the what we call from the kior is an extra level of being mekadosh those two worlds that a person has to be aware of, either being inappropriately what we call it, taken with himself in the form of gaiva and misplaced kavod, or God forbid in the direction of what we call of taivas. I was thinking that that Bechlal, there's something interesting here based upon what we talked about last week also, and that was that we saw last week that the menorah is mentioned once again at the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, and that was unusual, right? And at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, we had the story of the Mizbeach HaKtores, right, which was recalled Lechora in the wrong place. And we talked about how Tzorak came to answer that. And when, once again, we have here the kior at the what do you call it, at the beginning of Parshas, what do you call it, Kisisa. There's three kalim which ostensibly belong in Truma, somehow either make a revisitation in Parshas Tetzaveh or a whole new appearance in respectively in Parshas Tetzaveh with regard to the Mizbeach HaKtores and here in Parshas Kisisa of the kior. I was thinking that perhaps that since Lamaisa, the pasuk says, yeah, in Shir Hashirim, Tzen Orena Beno Shlomo, Beno Tzion, Bamelech Shlomo Batar Sheitro Lo Imo, B'Yom Chasum Aso, B'Yom Simchas Libo. And Rashi tells us, Yom Chasum Aso is Matan Torah, Yom Simchas Libo is the Shmini Liluim, because the Mishkan was meant to be, the house that houses, Kov Yochel, what do you call the Rabbon Shalom, with Knesset Yisrael, in the fashion of what do you call the Isha, in a house. I was thinking, everybody called Bechlal, the Malbim, says that all of the Rimzei HaMishkan, in his Rimzei HaMishkan in Parshas Truma, etc., he talks about how the whole building of the Mishkan is meant to be, as it were, a symbolic great man with the world of the cognitive associated with the brain found in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he talks about how different parts, this relates to the cerebrum, this is the cerebellum, the medulla, etc., and then the Heichal is the place of that, as it were, is meant to symbolically replicate the lungs and the heart, and then the gastrointestinal is found outside in the chotzer by the Mishbeach and the Choshes. The whole surah is that of an Adam, and that's the place where Klai Yisrael, as it were, unites, in a bond, kilu of a chasana, of ten rena, b'no siyum, b'mel shalom, b'yob chasuna, so b'yom simchas libo. That's our being together with the Rabbon Shalom. So we're thinking perhaps that these three kalim, the rediscussion of the menorah, the first time mentioning of the Mizbeach HaKtores, and also the mentioning here of the kior, I think are speak not only as kalim themselves, but they speak about the nature of the relationship, what would you call it, a healthy part of the relationship. And the menorah, we saw last week, Rav Tzadok says that there the responsibilities on Aaron to light the menorah, but the concept is that since Aaron has that special quality, he can cause the light to come out of the menorah representing the souls of the Jewish people, because the menorah is representative of Torah Shabbat Peh, as both Rav Tzadok and the Netzivs spoke about. We mentioned it last week, that he has the koach to bring out the light from what we call from the souls of the Jewish people. So I dare say that's step one in the relationship that exists here, not only between Kav Yochel, the Rabbon Shalom, and Klai Yisrael, but also between what we call the Nisha Isha and their own home, to bring out the best what we call in the other person, to cause the light to shine from that other person, to facilitate the light to emanate from that person, just like the menorah, just like what Aaron did with regard to the menorah, so too also in what we call in the house. With regard to the Mizbeach HaKtores, so Rashi taught us over there with regard to the Ktores, that the Ktores has in it Galbanum, has in it Chelbana has a foul odor, right? He's got a foul odor, but yet, recall what is blended together with the other samamani actoris, with the other fragrances and spices of the Ktoris, a beautiful fragrance comes out, and Rashi teaches us that this is meant to tell us that when we come to daven, and there are sinners who wish to daven with us. In other words, they're on their way, they're trying to work, etc., but they still haven't come all the way. They still haven't called away. And yet they want to daven with us. We shouldn't push them away, because lehefech, when their tefillos, when we're joined together, our tefillos, that will give it a greater fragrance. And I dare say that's really cool. That's an idea also that's necessary in the home. And that is when the other person, really cool, is low. Right? He's low. He's struggling. You know, he's struggling, etc. Acceptance. Right? Acceptance of the person the way they are. They're hopefully becoming more upwardly, you know, spiritually mobile, etc. But acceptance and not really called, not push them away. So the first is to bring out the light that's in the second individual. The second is really called is to not push them away, but rather to accept them even when they're at a low point. And finally, the kior. And the kana we saw before from Rashi that was built from the Maros Hatzovos, and the women of Klai Yisrael over there, the Maros Hatzovos, what did they use their Maros for? They gave encouragement. They brought up, right? Those were down. Their husbands were down. Their husbands were broken by both physically and emotionally by the Avodas Parech, and they used their qualities in order to bring them up, to raise them up out of the garbage. And that's a different thing. It's not just bringing out the best within a person. Sometimes you can facilitate a person's qualities to cause them to shine. But when the person is down below, you feel lost. You know, what am I going to do? How am I going to bring this other person up? You have to find is where you expend the koach to be able to bring the other person up. So I think those are three qualities, bichlal, in the Klei HaMishkan, why these three Kelim find their own unique places outside of Parshas Truma, because they're not just part of the structure of the Mishkan, but they're part of the philosophy of the Mishkan. Philosophy of the Mishkan. To bring out the best in the other person, to accept the other person's flaws, really call it, you know, when they're there, but it's cool not to push them away. And when the person is down, to pick them up. And just finally, one last thing with regard to Shabbos. Two interesting psukim, right? Very close to one another here in Kisisa. It says, Vatada Beryl b'nei Yisrael le'mor, Acha Shabbos osai tishmoru ki osi b'ni uveinechem ledoroseichem ledas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Right? And speak to b'nei Yisrael, saying, Acha Shabbos osai tishmoru, right? Guard my Shabbos, right? The Ach is a miut, and that has its own discussion to it, right? We don't build the Mishkan on Shabbos. Again, the issue of the Ach really is being Mamayat Shabbos, that's a separate story, but whatever. Ki osi beini uveinechem, for it's an os, sign between myself, says the Borei Olam, beinechem, and you, ledoroseichem, for all generations, ladas, to know, ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, that I am Hashem who is mekadesh you. I'm Hashem as Mekadeshu. Okay, so that's one thing. And then a few psukim later, it says, Veshomu b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos, ha-Sos ha-Shabbos ha-Dorosam, b'ri Salam. Right? The Jewish people guarded the Shabbos. Right? La-Sos ha-Shabbos, to do the Shabbos ha-Dorosam, for all generations, b'ri Salam. Right? An eternal covenant. Beinu v'Bnei Yisrael, osi le'olam. Ki sheshis yomim, aso Hashem, es ha-Shamayim, es ha-Oretz. V'yom ha-Shi, shavas, v'ayin ha-Fash. Right? So what? Like, what are the two pesukim telling us? In other words, you know, what ideas? What's the difference in the ideas? So the Sfasemis says, this is a very interesting thing. I dare say, and I think, I don't know if I can, if I'm not overstepping my bounds here or making a mistake, that the first pasuk is telling us what Shabbos does for us here in this world. And the second pasuk is really called is how Shabbos prepares us, I think, for the next world. The Sfasemis says, Ach Shabbos osai tishmoru, osi beini uveinechem, ladas kini Hashem mekadishchem, perish shebechol davar tzrichim lishmor b'chinas ha-Shabbos. In everything, right, he says, that's the idea of why it says Shabbos osai, many Shabbosos. Because everything has a bechina of Shabbos in it. everything, because everything, what is Shabbos? Shabbos is the Menucha, Shabbos is, recall, we're going towards the day, right? Where Hashem's presence will be revealed in the entire world, where Hashem's Achdus will be revealed in the entire world. Right now, Hashem's Achdus is hidden. But embedded in every object, in every experience, in every relationship, in everything that we do and everything that we experience, right, there is that nakuda of Hashem's presence that's covered over with sheaths and masachim and barriers and screens that prevents us from seeing it. And it's the Jew's job description, as it were, as he travels through life, to what we call it, as he comes into contact with what does Hashem want from me with regard to this object. And by doing that, he reveals Hashem's presence in that object. What does Hashem want from me in this experience? Well, how does Hashem want me to react to what just took place over here? So in both in time and in space, a Jew travels through life always, as it were, trying to remember the Shabbos that's in everything in the Bria. That's why Talmid HaChacham and real Talmid HaChacham always be Bechina Shabbos, because the whole life is like that. The whole life is like that. So Achis Shabbos Osai Tishmoru. What do we call it? Guard it. Look for that. In everything, a person has to, what we call, guard that bechina of Shabbos. Pashut hanaicha sheyesh laKadosh Baruch Hu mikol abriya shlechvodo barav bechlal ubefrat liskor lasos kol amasim kdei ligmor etzoni yisbarach mashhu af sheinu yodeh karoy eich. I don't know what we call it. I know that Hashem's rotten, I want his rotten to be revealed in the world, right? And sometimes I'm at a loss, you know, what do I have? How am I going to do it? But that's what I want, have to aspire to. That's always what I have to aspire to. Always searching, yeah, for the Bechina of Shabbos, and the Bechina that we call it, that gives Kaviyachol Nachas Ruach to the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world, how to identify it, how to reveal it to the best of my ability. And that's Achlis Abriya. Right? And that way, what do you call it? That way a person attaches himself through act after act, through action after action, through reaction after reaction, through contact with objects and experiences and people, etc. A person, what do you call it, is constantly, as it were, touching that nakuda pnimis of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence there. Right? And that's the Tachlis Abriya, because then what a person has done is, rather than being connected to Hashem through a unilateral act of Hashem, what do you call it, giving of Kaviyachol himself to this person, right? Which is really cool, which leaves the person just as a total recipient. Through now this person struggling to build a relationship, right? He has bound himself up with Hashem's presence in everything that he saw and everything that he experienced and everything that he did and everything that happened to him, etc. in the world. And that's the goal of Bria. Reveals quote Shemaim, and he gives the person fulfillment of his job description. V'zeo shekos of Shab Sosai. Ki os he perish. Zosi dveikus b'nei Yisrael ba'kodesh baruch hu. Kedi'isa or Raisa Yisrael v'kutcher b'richu kulu chad. And as I use the tool of the Torah, as I use the lens of the Torah, as I use the Torah, which are all the names of Hashem, the way that Hashem reveals himself, it's all the ruach of Hashem, as I use it to apply to everything, as it were, so then I become more dovik in Hashem. Because that is the avenue by which I'm dovik in Hashem. I'm dovik in Hashem through the Torah. Perish b'nei Yisrael. Perish b'nei Yisrael, dvukim, v'ikar achius. I become dovek in what you call in real the source of all of my life, and the source of the existence of everything, and that's Hashem's presence. Nimzik if imashem malin kol davar l'shorshum is dabkim in pnimius achius or kodesh baruch hu, kvochem is ora korch b'nei Yisrael gamkein. In other words, it becomes more alive in me. As I do this, I'm transformed because I'm more in contact with the essence of things rather than living a superficial life, you know, where I'm preoccupied with, you know, this, that, or the next thing. V'zel adas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. It is if you're shomer the Shabbosos, the Bechinas HaShabbos, that's in everything, right? So then you will be zocher, right? Ladas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. You'll sense, you'll perceive, you'll feel, you'll experience me inside of you being Mekadosh you. Right? Because the Rashi, the Rabbah, Shagam, Belechas, Hashem, Mishkan, Yishmu, HaShabbos, HaRemesh, Afa, Maisa, Shel, Mitzvah, Tzrichim, Lizkor, Ikar, HaMechuvan, Lasos, Ritzoni, Yisbarach. He says, even if the Remez, recall that even in the Belechas HaMishkan, you should be Shomer Shabbos. The remise to that is that what you call, don't forget to what you call, to remember you're doing Ratzon Hashem when you do the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Right? So, like, you know, Right? It's a joke, like the Chassidim say, they call it, etc. It's not necessarily, you know, accurate, but whatever. But it could, you know, don't be afraid of Shkia, be afraid of the Ribono Shel Olam. You have to be afraid of Shkia also. Right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to go over Shkia. But you have to remember, when you're being afraid of Shkia, that you shouldn't miss the Zman Mincha, it's what he called, don't forget, that's because the Ribono Shel Olam told you that what he called, that you have to have Mincha at a certain time. I say that's the combination of the two things. Right? That's what we need. So this Akev Tovas Atmo, right? This Arev Tovas Atmo, the Garme Rak L'Shem Shamayim. Person trying to do things L'Shem Shamayim, and not because he's got all these other agendas. So that, I think, is the benefit of Shmirah Shabbos, if you call the word benefit. Here in this world, I realize I'm alive. I realize I'm connected to the Ribono Shel Olam. The Or Chaim says in the next Pasuk, V'shomru Nisos HaShabbos, L'Sos HaShabbos, L'Dor Zom Bris Olam. He says, what he called, he says, Lezet Timsa She Iker Isar Azhoros Melachos B'Shabbos, says the Or Chaim, Bir Hashem, Shem Machshava, Ke'omrim Lechas Machsheves, Asr Torah, right? Person, what he called, that's the Iker is to maintain one's connection with Machshava. Vafilu Dibur Shechol Asr, right? That's what Dabar Dover, Midibri Kabbalah, we learn from the Navi. Vakolat Zad Tosefes Neshama El Yonah, and all this is Mibichay, not because on Shabbos, a person's neshama yisera, that's the higher aspect of his neshama, comes to visit with him. Right? Comes to be with him. Right? There's something which is beyond us during the week. La'asos lifaneh, so what does it mean? B'shomu b'nei Yisrael sa'shabes? What does it mean? He says, la'asos lifaneh k'seder olam shebas mimenu. We have to try and replicate, the world that this neshama yisera just came down from. It means we have to be hospitable. We have shomu b'nei Yisrael haShabbos, la'asos es haShabbos. We guard in order to do the Shabbos. V'umashetziva ba'omer v'shomu b'nei Yisrael haShabbos, perish, neshama hanikrei Shabbos. The neshama yisera that we have is called Shabbos, because what does Shabbos mean? Shabbos means the cessation, right? The cessation of everything that hides Hashem's presence in the world. Right, because all 6 days of creation were dedicated to expressing Hashem's Ratzon, right? It's all Hashem's Ratzon. There isn't anything other than Hashem's Ratzon, because it's His Ratzon is the source of whatever we call reality, yeah? But that very expression of His Ratzon hides His presence. On Shabbos, there's a shmis of that, because Shabbos is dedicated to the Shechina's coming into the world in a way that's findable to us. It says, Perish Neshama Nikri Shabbos, so it's Neshama Nikri Shabbos, you guard the Shabbos, guard your Neshama Nisera called Shabbos. V'tachle Shmira Zuhi HaSagas Olam Sheshmo Shabbos. And through guarding in your experience on Shabbos, through guarding your Neshama Nisera and providing it the atmosphere, providing it habitat. That it's familiar with, so through that, you're making your Shabbos, you are now experiencing Ein Olam Haba, you are making the Shorish of your own Olam Haba. For Omer La'asos is HaShabbos, right? Shabbos is the name of the Yisham Yisera, and the world that it comes from is called Shabbos. And that is our Olam Haba. Right, la'sosa Shabbos, to make the Shabbos a teda kimina nimna echleti shiyasig adam alos le'olam elyon. It's not possible to go to the olam elyon. Zulas ve'emtzos asogas anafmi v'nobiyos b'olam hazeh. Olam haba, like we've talked about before, is ba from olam hazeh. So if I haven't experienced, I haven't touched, I haven't the essence of olam haba in this world, that I can't get there. I have to, because it's bought from Olam Hazeh, so I have to require to touch that aspect over here. How do I do it? Shomer b'nei Yisrael haShabbos, guard the Neshama Yisrael called Shabbos, which comes from the world called Shabbos. La'asos es haShabbos, that'll make your Shabbos, your ultimate Olam Haba, you'll be making it through replicating a what he called a habitat here in this world for the Neshama Yisrael that's coming to visit with you on Shabbos. You make it possible for you to be zochet to Olam Haba. Va'omer l'dorosam, yisham yiskabtu kol doros b'nei Yisrael, shehi b'chinas Olam Haba. And that's what, like we say, kol Yisrael yeshem chelak haba. All the souls will be there together, all fused together. That's what we call the dorosam bris olam. So first pasuk, I think, describes how Shabbos affects, record, our connection with Rabbeinu Shlomo over here. And the next pasuk, the pasuk in Shalom Marines on the Shabbos, it talks about record how through our keeping of Shabbos here, we're paving our way for the Shabbos of Lasid Love. Okay. We should have a good Shabbos.
Go ahead, go on. Very good.